Today is Erechin Daf Chav Hey. I believe we are on Chav Hey, right, by the two dots. Eim Mechashvin Chadashim. So basically, we had said when it comes to count again, when you redeem a stay Achuzah that had been Hukdash, you pay this amount, you know, 50 shekel per the set amount of the field. You know, reduced every year by one shekel, depending on how many years are left in the Yovel count. So, but we say we do not count months, meaning if it's, let's say it's year 25, so you've gone, you know, 25 years and 7 months. So don't say it's 26 years and now all you have to pay is 24. You still have to, still in year 25, you have to do it based on that 25, right? The house wins. So, Eimu Chashu Chadashin, right? The Mishnah said we don't calculate months, but Aval Hekdesh Mechashu Chadashin. If Hekdesh wants to, for their benefit, they can count months. So we'll get to that in a moment. So Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Minayin She'ein Mechashvin Chadosh in Hekdesh, from where we know that do we not calculate months, you know, against Hekdesh. Talmud Omar, they quote a Pasuk, the Pasuk says in Vayikra Chavzayin Yuches, the whole Pasuk is, Im Achar Yovel Yakdish Sadeyu, V'chishev Lo Akoin Es HaKesef Al Pi HaShonim HaNosaros. It's all based on the years. Shonim HaTamich HaShev V'yatamich HaShev Chadoshim. You have to calculate years. It's not considered a year until the year is complete. Now, we don't say, like, Mixas Hashana Kishana. Oftentimes we say Mixas Yom Kikulo. But here, I guess, we don't say Mixas Hashana Kishana. I don't think we ever say Mixas Hashana Kishana. Usually we say Mixas Yom Kikulo. Like, when it comes to Avelis, we say Mixas Yom Kikulo when it comes to Shiva. We say Mixas Yom when it comes to Shloshim. We don't say Mixas Hashana Kishana when it comes to the year Avelis, because I guess it's totally in days, not necessarily in years. Like, Shiva 7 days. Shloshim is 30 days, not a month. And Avelis for the year is a year, not something in days. So then the Mishnah says, Minayin she'im atarotze laso. So here there's issues with the girsa. I said, it just seems like in the middle. So what they say with the girsa here is, and Rashi has the girsa also, is like, so how do we know that, it says the second part of that, what the statement was, Hekdesh can count months. So this is talking about Hekdesh. Minayim she'im atarotze laso. That if Hekdesh wants to count chadashim, l'shana, osa, that if Hekdesh wants to count months, they can. So hechi dami, when would Hekdesh want to count months? Kigon de akteshe bepalga de arbin v'tami. So it says akteshe, but I think it should be that someone wants to, it's talking about someone who's redeeming. Somebody's redeeming it 48 and a half years in, right? So if it's less, right, 48 and a half. So what would be if it was year 48 and there's 2 years left, then you can do, according to, you can do it based on 2 shekel, 2 pudyon. But if it's within a year, if it counted as year 49, then you have to do the, within a year of Yovel, you have to do the full 50.
Within the 2 years, actually. That's what he's saying. If it's 2 years, you pay the full 50.
So he says he's makdish within 48 and a half year. In the middle of the 48th year. So it'll be 47 and a half. It'll be year 47 and a half, I guess. Well, I said 48 and a half, and then you corrected me. So which one is it?
Within 48 is within 2 years.
Correct.
So you paid a full 50.
So then it has to be within 46.
The advantage of the...
So I'm not sure what you're doing. Are you correcting me, or are you just to give him a shot? Did I say it wrong?
I'm saying what it is.
Okay, so that's what I said. Okay, so go into Akashiv, Apalga, the Abritamni. You met Lekzuri Rashi. Right, you were Makashit in 48 and a half years. Rashi says... If it's less than 48 years, if you have less than 2 years left, then you have to pay 50. But here, if you don't count the months, then you're 48. You have 2 years left, and 2 years left, you can do the Giron Kesef. So what the Hekdesh could do is say, you know what, we're going to count the months. We're going to count the months, make this as if it's beyond 48, and therefore you have to pay the full amount. Hekdesh can do that. How do you know that? Talmud Lomar, because the Pasuk says, V'chishev lo ha-kohen. The Kohen can count it, mikol makom. The Kohen can count it however he wants to count it. V'chishev, I guess that's what it means, V'chishev lo ha-kohen. He can count it any way that he wants. I guess for himself, he can count it any way he wants. House wins. That's basically the rule. I don't know why you need a Pasuk for that. We know, Pisvara, the house always wins. Okay. Next, Hamakish Sadeyu Bishas HaYovel, right? So the new Mishnah. Again, so we quote the Psukim. It's in Vayirchuk of Zion. right? In misteachusa so yatish ishla Hashem makish teachusa v'hai erkakol if he's haro zera chomer seor mechamishim shekel v'kesef. You do this calculation based on basically a base core based on a field that at any field the size of which you can sow, you could sow 50 shekel kesef. Sorry, size of which you could sow. Sorry.
A base core.
You redeem it for 50 shekel kesef. So matish adeyu b'shas yovel, no sein for every zera chomer siorim, for every piece of land that is big enough to sow a zera chomer siorim, that size, a core of siorim, you pay chamishim shekel, you have to pay the 50 shekel, and it gets reduced per year. And it says hayu sham nikaim amukim asar tvachim. It has ditches that are 10 tvachim deep. Oslayim givoim asara tvachim, or it has boulders or mounds that are 10 tvachim high. So those are considered like a rishus by itself, not considered part of the land. Einam nimdodin ima, literally means they're not counted along with it. Rashi says the ein nimdodim ima, the hein nifdin b'shavyon. Those things they still become hektish when you matish the field. But they have to be nifted, they have to be redeemed for their actual value. They're not part of the calculation of the base core. The hashar lefi cheshbon chamishim shlam the base core, but the rest is 50 shlam per base core. Those are taken out of the calculation and according to Rashi, and they're redeemed on their own. There are other rishonim say that they're not part of the field, and if you're matish your field, those aren't become hektish. They're not counted with the field at all. Rashi says they do become hektish, and to redeem them, you have to have their own separate calculation based on value, not based on this 50 on the kiryon kesef. Higdisha, if you're matish your field, shtayim v'shloshim shonim v'shalosh shonim lifnei ha-yovel, no sin sela upunjon l'shona. That's basically the rule that we did. Right? If you're makdish your field 2 or 3 years before the yovel, so you have to split it. You give sela upunjon l'shona. You give one sela plus upunjon per year. Again, the whole thing, you end up with 49 slayim and 49 punjon, which is an extra punjon, which is basically that you use to cover the exchange rate, just that extra punjon. The im amar, and if the person says, Hareini nosin devar shana b'shana, I want to pay in installments. I do it in year 46, so I do it in year 4, so I have 46 or 45 years left. You can't simply pay one seller per year. I'm not going to do it in installments. You got to pay everything up front. Ain't shomimlo ela nosin kulo ke'echad. You put it all in one shot. Echad ba'aylim ve'echad kol adam. Whether it's the owner or whether it's anybody else. Meaning, other people can redeem the field also. If I'm makish my steyachuza, there are other people that someone else wants it for the time until Yovel. He can redeem it. So it doesn't make a difference whether it's the original owner who's redeeming it or a third party who's redeeming that field. Both of them have to pay this giron kesef, this one shekel and punjon per year in order to be poda to the field. Rashi says, echad kol adam, poda beis chomer chamishim shekel. And he says again, bein shuv elam shkalim, bein she'en shuv ela heishkalim. It doesn't make a difference what the value of the field is.
What's the half a minute to think that you could pay it out?
What?
What's the half a minute to think that you could
pay it out? Right, it's a yearly payment, so why can't I pay it per year? It doesn't say anywhere that you have to pay it all in one shot. I have to pay gear and kesef. I have to pay one shekel putjon per year. I make an installment plan. Pay back a loan. I can't make a deal. I'm making an installment plan.
You can't make a deal?
Why not? Well, you can make a deal to pay things back. And
you can't hear it saying that even
you can't. You have to do it. You can't make it. You can't do that. So then the Gemara says, Mishnah asks, "Ma bein bailim lebein kol adam." If the owner has to pay giron kesef and a third party who redeems has to pay giron kesef, what's the difference between them? I guess they assume there's a difference. Elisha bailim noting chomish kol adam einos ben chomish. There's an extra fifth, which is really a quarter, but there's an extra 25% payment. Sorry, it's an extra. Yeah, there's an extra, it's 20%, but it's 25%. So there's an extra payment that has to be made that's only made if the owner redeems. The pasuk says, "Ga'ol yigalas haseda ha-makdish oso yosef chamishas kesef erchal avakamlo." Only the makdish who's redeeming it is the one who has to pay this extra penalty. If a third party redeems it, he doesn't have to pay this extra penalty. Okay, Tana, we learned in a braisa, when you evaluate the core zera, about how much the field can be sown with the low core tvua, it's based on seeding, not based on growing. You can seed, growing is obviously bigger, so it's going to be a smaller field. When the stalks grow, it takes up more room. So it's going to be a smaller field that's going to actually grow 50 base core. But Zera is a bigger field. You can seed a bigger field. And also, Mapolis Yad, it's really done by hand. Veloma Poloshvar, you know, and not, you know, automated, you're not automatic sowing, because when you, if you do it with the Rashi says that when you seed with the oxen, more seed comes out, because you can just go along seeding with your hands, you're moving with your hands, it's less. So Tani Levi, and Levi also says in the Braisa, Lo Meuba, not, you know, the Lo Medak, Elevei Noni. You know, sometimes you're doing with your hands, somebody can do a lot, so I'm going to do a little more, some do a little, because the regular amount, whatever that regular amount is, I guess they make a calculation of what the market standard is, what the practice is, and that's the amount that is considered to be planted. If you can plant every piece of land that you can plant 50, that you can plant a core, I keep saying 50, that's the year, every field that you can plant this core zera, that gets the status of being 50, and then you have to redeem it. You don't have to, but if you want to, you have to redeem it based on the 50. Hayusham nekavim amukim. So now it has these deep, clefts, and these high boulders. So Gemara says, he says, liktishu ba'an pei nafshayu. Right, they should be kodesh in and of themselves. Right, we said that already, though. They should have hektish by themselves. Right. In other words, why does the Mishnah say that they should become okay? Granted, they're not part of the field, but they are a separate part of the field. But they should have the same din as a stay base achuza, and they should have the same giryon kesef. So you have to calculate. You know, it's much less than 50 because it has a smaller ratio. But why do they not? Why do you only do it based on value, not based on this giryon kesef of 50 shekel, 1 shekel per year? So the chitema cave into lo havi base kor lo havi kachi. Well, maybe it's taking it too small. Maybe the only thing that gets kodesh is if it has the base core. I said, no, that can't be. Vatanya, where the pasuk says stay achuza so matam alomer. Why does it say stay? Right? It says im mistay achuza so yakdish ish lashem. The Torah could have said im achuza so. Why does it add the word stay? Lefisha nemar zera chomer soorim lechamish mshekel kesef. It says the amount that you can do is zera chomer soorim. That gets 50 shekel. Ainly ela shehikish keinyan hazeh. So we would only think only if it has that size. Minayin larabos lesach. How do we know to include half a core? And then it would be, you know, you do the ratio. I guess it would be 25. You know, if it's half, it would be half. Lesach the chatzi lesach, which is a quarter of a core, or a sa'ah, which is 1/30th of a core. The Tarkov, which is 1/60th of a core, the Chatzi Tarkov, which is 1/120th of a core, they all still get the din of Hektesh, and then you have to redeem them based on the proportions. You have to make the proportional calculation. How do I know that that's included? Talmud Lomer Sadeh, Mikol Makom. So you know that any type of Sadeh gets Hektesh, becomes Hukdash. So why here are you saying that these boulders and these ditches don't get the Hukdash, Medin Stei Achuza, just... It's like anything else. It's a smaller amount. It should be redeemed, and the money paid should be proportional based on the, you know, whatever the ratio is to the size of base core. So Amar Mar Ukva Bar Chama Hacha Bin Nikayim Malayim Mayim Delav Bin Nezriya Ninu. We're talking about these ditches that are filled with water. It's pooled with water. So therefore, they are not something that can be. They're not something that can grow anything in them. Yes, they constantly pool with water. You can't grow in them. So if you can't grow in them, they don't have this din of zera chomer saorin, because you can't plant in there anyway. So it doesn't get the din that you would have of a field that can grow, and therefore it has to get redeemed with value, which is probably minimal. It has to get redeemed with value as opposed to this giron kesef. And the Gemara says, "Dekanami, dekatani dumi the salayim." And you should know that my proof that we're talking about these ditches that are filled with water that can't grow anything is because they're compared to boulders. Just like you can't grow anything in a boulder, you can't grow anything in these things. So Shema Minog, that's the din. So Ihachi Pachos Mikan Nami. If that's the case, that these Nikayim are not raw, these ditches are not raw to grow anything. So who cares? Why does it say it has to be 10 Tvachim deep? Even if it's 4 Tvachim deep, why should size matter in this case? It's talking about a place that can't grow. The Gemara says, less than 10 tefachim, hainu nag'ani da'ara, or shidri da'ara. These are considered like the benches, literally, or the necks of the karka. I mean, they're typically inland. It's not always flat. You have, you know, like these undulations, like the undulating greens. But you have these, you know, ups and downs in the land. So if it's less than 10 tefachim, even if that one spot can't grow, we're still going to consider it part of the field. Once it reaches 10 tefachim, it's got like its own separate rishus, and if it can grow, then it gets the din of gir and kesef. If nothing can grow on it, like we have over here, that they're filled with water, or they're boulders, then it doesn't get the din of gir and kesef, and you have to redeem it based, according to Rav Rashi, it gets kodesh, and you have to redeem it based on value. According to others, it may not be, you know, kodesh at all. Okay. Hikdisha shtayim v'sholos, right? So this is just an example. You makdisha 2 or 3 years before the yovel. You give a sela and a punyum for per year. That's our rule. Tana rabbanon. Right? The pasuk says v'chisha lo akoin as a kesef al pi hashanim anosros atchans av yovel v'nigra me'erkecha. So af min ha'hekdish shim achla hekdish shana ushtayim inami lo achla elosh ha'hisa lefanav nosin sela punyum l'shana. This is going to be Josh's question. What's the havamina? But the Brisa seems to be saying that you don't do Girum Kesef based on the, and you don't, even the time that the field is in the Hektish, meaning, Im Achla Hektish Shana Ushtayim, O Inami Lo Achla El Ushtayim Selefonav in Hektish, you don't have to do it based on the years that, when you redeem it, it's not based on the time that you were Makdish it, it's based on the time that you come to redeem it. Even if Hektish did nothing with the field, I was Makdish it in year 40, and now I want to redeem it in year 30, so you have to do the calculation based on year 30, not based on year 40. The time that the karka is in Hektish's hands counts to, you know, the clock still ticks. Right? So I don't know what the Havamina would have been otherwise, but that's what the price is. Okay. Mishnah then said, Im Amar Harini Nosin, if you want to make the installment plans, so Tana Rabbana, on how do we know this? Minayin Shim Amru Ba'ilim Harini Nosin to Varshana Bishana, if I want to make an installment, Shim Shonim Lo, Talmud Lomar, V'chishev lo a kohen es a kesef. The kohen has to calculate the money. Ad sheyeh kesef kulo echad. Until the kesef is all one. It says ha kesef. I mean the kesef, the kesef, the singular kesef, one. Echad bailim, echad kol adam, ma bein bailim kol adam. Same thing, this Bryce has the same lesson of our Mishnah. What's the difference between the owner who redeems and the third party who redeems? The bailim, sheh bailim nosin chomish, vod amein nosin chomish. The bailim has to add this fifth payment, this penalty payment. The other third party does not have to make this extra penalty payment.
Two questions. If the third party is redeeming the field, can they make payments, installments, or?
No.
The same thing. The other question I have is just a fundamental question. According to what we've been learning, basically it means Hektish can never make a profit on the field above the 50 slot.
On the Stei Achusa. On the Stei Achusa, yeah.
On the Stei Achusa, because nobody would ever pay more for it because you could just redeem it.
Right, you're going to, exactly. Yeah. That's the value of,
so
that
the
becomes
property, the property shoots up in value
because you want
it. They can't charge more.
So two things.
Never get more than
you. Well, if it's not redeemed, they get the entire property. It goes to them at Yovel. But the idea is also that it's a stay chuza. I think there's incentive to get the owner to redeem it, so it stays in there. It stays in there.
Correct. Okay. Let's say the owner's not interested. I want the property value to skyrocket. I want to give it. John is a real estate developer or a great farmer. I want to give it to him. Yeah. I want to get more money for it because it's a great piece of land.
You got to wait. You got to wait till after it becomes fully hectation.
If it becomes fully hectation.
Right. Well, unless the owner redeems it, it will become fully hectation eventually.
Yeah. Somebody else in the shade it will because they don't want to lose it from.
But can somebody else in the shade it redeem it? I think it still goes. I don't know.
Redeem it.
No, but if somebody else redeems it, the only time it stays, I think we'll see in the next mission. The only time it stays in the ancestral, you know, family is if he himself or his son redeems it. But otherwise, I think it loses. It loses the Seyachusa. Yeah. Then it becomes a Stei Mikneh. But yeah, I think the idea is to incentivize a person to redeem it. So, in a Hanami. That's, yeah. Okay. Higdisha, that comes from these rules. Higdisha, so the owner was Makdish it, Uga'ala, and then he himself redeems it. Eina Yotzi Yovel. It doesn't leave his hands in Yovel, it stays in his hands in Yovel. Even though he was Makdish it and left his hands, but if he's the one who's Makdish it and he's the one who redeems it, he keeps it in Yovel. Ge'alah b'no, right? If his son redeems it, yotze la'aviv b'yovel. The son can save it for the father. The father is makdish it, and he doesn't have the ability to redeem it. Then the son redeems it, comes Yovel, it goes back to the father. It stays in the stei achusa. Ge'alah acher, if a third party redeems it, I mean not the son, o echer me'akrovim, or another relative who's not the son, u ge'alah, and then they, right, and then he buys it back from them. So party number three redeems it from Hektish, and then the guy gets the money, and he buys it back from party number three, and that's not enough. Then, Yotzei L'Kohen B'Yovel. Then once he's not the one who redeems it, it loses its status as a Shtei Achuzah, and comes Yovel, it reverts to the Kohanim, reverts to Hekdesh. Right? Because had it stayed in the first Redeemer's hands, it would have gone to Hekdesh. So just because he redeemed it from the first guy, that doesn't help. He has to be one to redeem it from the outset. Right? Rashi says, third line from the bottom, Ga'ala Echa Mikrova Miyad Gizvar, Uboha Maktish V'Ga'ala Miyad Krovo, Yotzel V'Yovel, it goes out to Yovel, and Mishalechas to Kohanim, Ki Heichid Havi Nofik V'Yadei, Dahu Karv the Asi Havi Machmasei. Just it would have come, just like it would have been taken from the redeemer to the Kohanim. So to here, it's taken from the owner, the original owner to the Kohanim, because it loses its status to say Chuzo once a third party redeemed it. Get Allah Echa Min Kohanim. Let's say one of the Kohanim himself, he's got some money. He sees this Chuzo. It was a Hukdash. He redeems it himself. So now he technically owns it, at least till Yovel, right? Harehi Tachas Yodo. It's he owns it. Lo Yomar, he can't say Hoel he Yotzel Kohanim be Yovel, since now on Yovel it would go to the Kohanim. Harehi Tachas Yodi, and I'm already holding it. And hey, I'm a Kohen, right? Harehi Sheli, then it's mine. And that's not the case. Elo Yotzel Mitachas Yodo. During Yovel, it leaves his hands and it goes into the pot for the Kohanim. Umischalek as the Kol Echav Kohanim, and it's divided amongst all the Kohanim. He can't just say, I'm a Kohen, I'm going to redeem it, and now I'm going to keep it. Because no, you're a Kohen, you redeemed it for that period of time, and then leaves your hand and goes into the pot and gets divided amongst all the Kohanim. It's all the Kohanim in that Mishmar when Yovel comes. Okay. Tana Rabbanon, we learned in the Brisa. So the Marzan is trying to figure out why the Mishnah made a distinction between whether your son redeems it or your brother. Let's say your brother redeems it. If my son redeems it, then I keep it in Yovel. If my brother redeems it, then it goes to the Kohanim in Yovel. So Tana Rabbanon, the Pasuk says, right, the whole pasuk is in lo yigalas asad. If he doesn't redeem the field, v'machar as asad liish acher, or the field is sold or redeemed by another third party, lo yigal od. It can't be redeemed anymore by the original owner. So it says im lo yigalas asad. What does that mean? If the field is not redeemed, that's the bialim. The bialim himself doesn't redeem it. Imachar as asad. Right. If it's sold, that's gizbar liish acher. If the gizbar, the treasurer, sells it to a third party, which is la acher, means a third party, v'lo lebein. And not to the son. Meaning, if the gizbar sells it to somebody other than the son, there's no more, it will go back to the owner in Yovel. But if it's sold to the son, it will go back to the owner in Yovel. So Gemara says, well, why are you learning acher that way? We have an inclusion and we have an exclusion. Why are you learning that way? Ata omer la acher velo lebein. You tell me if it's sold to a third party, but not to the son. Oh, eno el acher velo laach. Maybe it means la acher, but not a brother. Meaning, if the brother buys it, it stays in the field. Why are you excluding brother and including son? Just do it the other way around. So the Gemara says, no, kishu omer ish, when it says ish, hari ach amor. That's already including a brother. Mani makayim acher, it's acher v'lo leben. The Gemara says, wait a second. What does that mean? Umari ish l'rabos leben, l'hol tisach. Why are you including the son and you're excluding the brother? It says, mar ben, ben, I include the brother to say that he has the same din as the father. Shekein kam tachas aviv li idol eved ivri. Because there are other situations in halacha where the son steps into the father's shoes. So just like the son steps into the father's shoes, in these two places we'll mention in a moment, so to hear the son can step into the father's shoes. Where are the two places where the son can step into the father's shoes? That's for Yi'ud and Ever Ivri. So what's Yi'ud? Rashi, the third top line. She'im kana aviv ama ha'ivriya. She buys a maidservant. V'rotze ba liyadilo me'ida. And he wants to marry her. He doesn't have to give her ain't sort of a kacha b'kesef acher. Doesn't have to give her any money. Ela ba'osa kesef she'nasa ba'aviv kishakana himekudeshlo. The money that the father gave, that counts. So the son can take the amu ivriya for himself. And also the ever ivri. Rashi says the over das haben he makes hadanah b'sochel of shanim. If there's an ever ivri who's working for the father for the 6 years, the father passes away. The ever ivri still has to work for the son till the end of the 6 years. So the son steps into the father's shoes in those two situations. So to here, the son will step into the father's shoes, and if he redeems the Shtei Achuzah, then the Shtei Achuzah remains in the father's property. The Gemara says, Adarabba, marba aniyasa ach, well, I'll give you a case where the brother steps into his brother's shoes. Where is that? Shekein kam tachas achiv liyivim. When it comes to Yivim, the original brother dies childless, then the brother steps into his shoes and is miyabimer. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Yibum, klum yesh yibum elav makam she'ein bein. The only time yibum exists is when there's no son, right? Yesh bein ein yibum. It's still the son who has the power in the situation. If there's no child, then there's yibum. If there is a child, there is no yibum. So the son And the problem is the Yibum is also with a daughter.
Base.
What?
The second best.
Right, the second base. The son is first place. So Gemara says, well, why do you have to go into that? But typically the hakatarti nahatukada. Why don't you just do it all the time to say, well, this is more similar, so in Kachim all the time. It's more similar to this in five ways, and it's similar to this way in three ways, so we're gonna go with the five. So to here, the son, it's similar to the son in two, it's similar to the brother in one, so you're good. I don't know why you asked that, because what you do is you just knocked out the similarity to it's better this way. Well, okay. He says, Mishum, the Ebed Ivri mehai pircha nami hu denafkale. Because if we go back from to wherever the lima is by Eved Ivri, the whole idea that the son gets to keep the Eved Ivri is learned out from Yibum. So it's not two against one, it's really one against one. The second one is learned out from one. So you have to go on to this idea that if there's no son, there's no Yibum. So Bayi, and this is a good question now, because we talked about it, said the idea came from Yibum, but Bayi Rabba Baravua Bas Mahu Shetomi Sadalaviyah. What if his daughter redeems the field? His daughter redeems the field. Does the field then remain in his possession come Yovel time? So Kevin Inyan Yibum Bein Rubaski Adadi Patre. Since when it comes to Yibum, it doesn't matter. You don't have to just have to have a son. If you have a daughter also, there's no Yibum. So maybe since there's no, so therefore the, you see that the daughter is more powerful than the brother. And the daughter has the same power as Ben when it comes to Yibum. So she should also stand in the shoes of the fathers. O Dilma, Kevan il in the Nachala. When it comes to inheritance, Bas v'makom bein ki acher damya lo mukma. Or maybe when it comes to inheritance, you look at the daughter, she's considered an outsider when it comes to inheritance. Only the son inherits. Right, the daughter still has to be fed, and before the son inherits, the daughter has to be taken care of. It's not as sexist as we think, but when it comes to actually inheriting the property, or maybe it is, when it comes to actually inheriting the property, the daughter is a nobody compared to the brother. So to here, maybe she's an acher compared to the brother, and her redemption of the field would not keep the field in the father's possession.
But
it has to be stay.
No, if there's no bane, just if there's only daughters,
mm-hmm.
Don't they come before the brothers or not?
I don't remember. I think they might.
It's only daughter. I think they're all brothers.
I think they might. Yeah. Yeah. But if there is a brother, but the daughter, in comparison to the brother, so we're comparing her to the brother. So because the pasuk by Steyachuzah is ben velo acher. So when it comes to Yerusha, the daughter is considered an acher compared to the brother. So we compare her to the brother. So she's a nobody.
No, compared to his brother.
No, but compare. I'm saying. The pasuk that we're learning from is that it has to be only to the son, below acher. So like we have two sides of the suffix. Is she considered an acher? What about it? That's Yerusha.
They got it.
He wasn't Makdashit, he died.
Yeah, but the daughters got to stay Yerusha.
Right, but there was no Hektish involved. It's a different case. He wasn't Makdashit.
But it works basically in rules of inheritance the same way. It goes to the linear line.
I'm not following the question. We're talking about here a case where a guy is Makdash Shesteyachuzah. He doesn't redeem it. So if he doesn't redeem it, it goes to the Hektish. But if his son redeems it, he keeps it when it comes to Yovel. What happens if his daughter redeems it? There was no Hektish by Slavchad. He died, and then they were going to get married, and then their husbands were going to Yorish them.
Right.
It's a different scenario.
No, but either way, most likely not wrong, because either way, it's going out of the family.
Right.
You're stopping the going out of the family by using, even if the daughters do it.
Well, because there's an inheritance, but so the Steyachuzah just moves on to a different part of the family. This is someone that leaves the family and goes to the Hektish.
Correct.
It's a different case.
100%, but you might be able to shim it. Well, you're asking the question,
when the daughter redeems it, does that save it? Or when it comes Yovel, that it goes back, does it go to Hektish? Do we say that the daughter is similar to the son in that when it comes to, because by Yibum they're the same, or do we say the daughter is not similar to the son, because
why
if the son...
That's what I'm agreeing with my father. Why is he going by Yibum instead of going in the same...
Because we just mentioned Yibum. The whole reason why we learned this was because
of
Yibum.
He says that.
Says
right.
In the Ashkron, note 21, that a daughter never has the ability to preserve the father's ancestral rights, even in a situation where there has no sons.
Well, that's going to be the maskana. That's going to be the outcome. That's going to be the outcome. But right, we're trying to figure out the sides of the suffix.
Right.
One side is just like this, the daughter has more power than the brother, so she's not considered an acher because by Yibum, she's not considered an acher because she prevents Yibum. Or we say she is considered an acher, a nobody, because compared to the brother, she's a nobody. Because when it comes to inheritance, if there's a brother, she's a nobody.
Right.
So the Gemara is, so which way? So is she acher or not? Because the pasuk says if it's redeemed by acher, then it doesn't go back to the father. Is she an acher or not? So Tashma, the Mabraisa, the Tana be Rabbi Shmuel, Kol Shehu Acher B'Makom Bein. Whoever is considered a nobody, is considered an Acher, an outsider, in comparison to the son, that considered an Acher. So she's considered Acher. Hanami B'Makom Bein Ki Acher Dan. So here too, compared to the brother, she's considered an Acher. So compared to a son, she's considered an Acher. So too here, the son can save it, but the daughter cannot. She's considered Acher. Because there's a custom is, only an acher cannot save the field. That, see note 21 in the art scroll. But Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira says, Isha, let's say a woman has a field, right? The wife has a field. She came in with a nichse mulok. She came in with, you know, with that dowry. And it's hers. It's her field. And she was makdishit. And now she wants to redeem. But she can't redeem because she has no other more money. So mi ma'amid l'sada. Is there anyone amongst her krovim that can redeem it on her behalf so the field would stay in her family come Yovel time? Mi ma'amid l'sada. So we say, bal mokim la shekein yarsha. Should it be that the husband can redeem it on her behalf? Because if she passes away when he's alive, he is yorisher. Odilma ben mokim la shekein notel b'royik l'muksak. Or maybe the son is the one who can do it. Because the son has more power. Let's say the father, the husband dies. The son is Yorisher. The son is Yorish more than just what's in existence. The husband can only be Yorish what actually exists now. But stuff that's owed to her later, that's Ro'oi, to come to her later, the husband doesn't get. The son will get. If there's an outstanding loan, or there's something else that's not existent now, but will have a future income stream, so maybe he is more powerful when it comes to Yorisha. So which one is the one that can redeem? Marissa's Teku. So what does that mean, take now? Does that mean, halacha l'maisa? Neither or both? It's one or the other. The Gemara is only giving us the options of one or the other. So I don't know which one is the one. When you say teku, you see, we don't have to answer it. The question's not answered. So that means that neither can, or that both can. I don't know. Okay. Ba'i minei Rami Bar Chama Rav Chisda. So Rami Bar Chama asks the following question. Higdisha pachos mishtei shanu lifnei hayovel. So mahu shetetzei l'kohanim. So the Gemara said, if guy was, he was makdishit, which I really think he means that he was makdishit less than 2 years before Yovel, which means if you're going to redeem it, it's got to be redeemed for the full 50. Right. You don't have that giryon kesef, right? So and then you take it out, does it go to the Kohanim and the guy redeems it afterwards? Does it go to the Yovel? Does it still go to the Kohanim when comes Yovel? The Gemara says, well, what's your question? Amalei, why would you think that just because you're paying the full amount, does it not get saved and still goes to the Kohanim? So he goes, my daitach. He says, well, it's the pasuk, because the pasuk says, right, the pasuk is v'chishav olkonis kesef al pishnayim notzaras achnos hayovel v'nigra be'im erkecha. You do the giron, and then the pasuk continues. There's another pasuk. V'hayasadeh betseisu beyovel kodesh l'Hashem. Maybe it's the bas giron in the lab. What happens now? Let's start again. Higdisha pachos mishtei shanim lifnei Yovel. He's matushit less than 2 years before Yovel. Mahu shetetzi lekohanim. In that situation, does it still go to the Kohanim? Or maybe it doesn't go to Kohanim. Why? So why would you think it wouldn't go to the Kohanim? No one redeems it. Okay, that's where I made a mistake. Okay. Boy minei rabbi barachom merchizda. Higdisha pachos mishtei shanim lifnei Yovel. He's matushit less than 2 years before Yovel. Mahu shetetzi lekohanim. Does it still go to the Kohanim when it comes Yovel if no one redeems it? So I'm really maidai tach. Why? Why would you think that? It says, "V'nigrum erkecha v'hayah sada b'seisu v'yovel kodesh l'Hashem." Because the pasuk says, "If it's pasuk saying debas giron in the lab bisgeron lo," you would think, based on the way the pasukim are set up, that only a field that's getting redeemed based on this giron kesef goes to the kohanim. But a field that's not getting redeemed by giron kesef doesn't go to the kohanim. I don't know where it would go, but it only goes to the kohanim. I mean, it gets habahatalia. If there's giron kesef and it's not redeemed, it goes to the kohen. If there's no giron kesef and it's not redeemed, it wouldn't go to the kohen. So the Gemara says, no, Adra, because the Gemara is quoting Psukim, that are three Psukim apart. It says, V'nigram e'erkecha is in Pasuk Yudches, and then it says, V'hayu asada b'sei sub'yovel kodesh l'Hashem, which is in Pasuk of Aleph. So the Havamina is, if there's Giron Kesef, it goes to the Kohen. If there's no Giron Kesef, it doesn't go to the Kohen. The Gemara then says, Adra, look at the Pasuk in between. The Pasuk in between simply says, Im lo yige el hasadeh, V'hayu asada b'sei sub'yovel. He says it's not dependent on Giryon Kesef, it's dependent on redemption. If it's redeemed, it doesn't go to the Kohen. If it's not redeemed, it does go to the Kohen. I don't see what the Havamina was, because the Havamina takes a Pasuk Yudches, and says, oh, you see what the word is saying in Pasuk Yudches and what it says in Pasuk Chav Aleph. But it forgot what Chavimin doesn't read with the psukim that are in between. So I'm not sure what the Chavimin is. Okay. We're big on the question of the Chavimin today, Josh. We're trying to figure out what the Gemara was thinking. Okay. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah said, Ge'ola Echem in a Kohanim. One of the Kohanim redeemed it. It's in his hands. And then there's one of the, and then no, so what's in his hand? So Kam Yovel, he says, I'm a Kohen, I might as well keep it, it's mine, because it's already in my hand. You say, no, it goes back into the pot and has to be divided up. So Tana Rabbanon, the Gemara supports a Bryce, so the Pasuk says, V'hayu b'seis to B'yovel, Kohen Kosher, B'sei Acherim, La Kohen, Tiyeh, Huz Aso. It should go to the Kohen as a, how's he translated? How do you translate a Huzah?
Inheritance,
okay. Ma Talmud Lomar, what's it come to say the word Achuz Aso? It could just say La Kohen Tiyeh. What's La Kohen Tiyeh Achuz Aso? Minayin L'Sade Sheyotze L'Kohanim B'Yovel. How do we know that if you have a field that is going to go to the Kohanim, should it not be redeemed? And Ge'ala Echa Min HaKohanim, our case. And one, and the field is redeemed by Kohen. Minayin Shlo Yomar Hol V'Yotze L'Kohen, since it's going to go to a Kohen anyway, it's running in my hand, V'Tiyeh Sheli. V'dinu, when it's calling it kabochomer b'shel achim ani zocher. If I'm going to be zocher in somebody else's field that wasn't redeemed, b'shel atzim l'kol shechein, shouldn't it be zocher in what's mine anyway? Because I bought it. Talmud lomar achuz aso. The pasuk says achuz aso. Achuz shelo ve'ein zeh shelo. It has to be. It says it goes to the kohen achuz aso. It only goes to a kohen individually if it's his ancestral field. But if it's not his ancestral field, v'zeh. Achuzaso, achuzas shelo, ve'ein zeh shelo. But this is not his field because it didn't belong to his father. So haketzad yotzei mitachas yado miskolechas la'afkas kohanim. It goes out from his hands and gets divided amongst the kohanim. The pasuk says the word achuzaso to teach you that right. It says la kohen tia achuzaso. It only goes to the kohen only if it's an achuzah would it stay in his hands. Since it's not his achuzah because he bought it, then it doesn't stay in his hands. It goes back into the pot and it gets divided amongst the kohanim. No, they're not. That's the point of the apostle. He redeemed it. Somebody was makdish. I was makdish my stei achuza, and Moshe redeemed it. Now Moshe wants comes Yovel. It goes to the Kohanim. Moshe wants to keep it. He says no, it's got to go back into the pot. Right? I lost it. I didn't redeem it after I was makdish it. So it's out of my possession. Right. Higia Yovel. So the Yovel came below Nigola, and it wasn't redeemed. So it's the case. The Kohanim now own the land. V'nosdim damer. For Tanak, right? Tanakama says, Rabbi Yehuda says they have to pay for it. I'm not sure what they pay. Right? He says, nosdim damer. How much do they have to pay? I guess they maybe have to pay the 50 kesef per base court. Yeah. They have to pay. Rabbi Yehuda. They have to pay for it. Rabbi Shimon Omer Nichnasim, the Kohanim go into it. Below Nosnim, and they don't take it. They get whoever the Mishmar is that day, they get it, and that's done. Rabbi Leza Omer, Leza says, no, lo nichnasim below Nosnim. They can't go into the field right away, and they don't give any money. It's not theirs right away. Ela nikwa stay retushin. It becomes what's called an abandoned field, ad Yovel Hasheni, until the next 50 years. Higia Yovel Hasheni, below Nigala, 50 years comes and nobody else other than a third party, no one else other than the Kohanim redeems it. Nikra retushe retushim. It's the abandoned field. Ad Yovel Shlishi until the next 50 years. It's 150 years later, I guess, or 100 years. La'olam ain't a kohen nichnasim socha achi glen acher. He says a kohen has no right to the field unless it's redeemed by a third party. In other words, you have this field. I was makdishit. I didn't redeem it. No one else redeems it. Now it's considered an abandoned field. If I was makdishit and I don't redeem it, but a third party redeems it, then the kohanim get it after Yovel. But if it's according to Rabbi Yezer, he says that as long as it's not redeemed by a third party, the Kohanim don't have any rights to it. They only get the rights to it if it's redeemed in the meantime.
The loss of a stei achuzah, is this only by hekdesh? Meaning if in a regular business transaction, you
sell it,
party, right, you sell your...
comes back to me in Yovel. It comes back to me in Yovel.
And what if another part, even if it's sold multiple times...
comes back to me in Yovel. It's got to be...
fact you have, no matter what
everyone prices, has to do a title search, and everyone factors it into the price.
Only
yes. Right, so only stei achuzah by hekdesh. Yeah, stei achuzah goes back to me. It's basically buying a leasehold for an amount of years left until the Yovel.
So if nobody wants it,
Nobody gets it.
Nobody gets it, according to Reuel Lesser.
If somebody wants it, the claim gets it.
If somebody wants, someone redeems it, so he gets it. He gets it till the next Yovel, and then at the next Yovel, it goes to the Kohanim. So he'll have.
So why does it go to the Kohanim right away? I don't understand. So what does it say, fallow now? For
we'll get Rabbi Lezer's Shita will be explained tomorrow's daf. Okay. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. First, what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say they have to pay for it? Gamar Kodesh, Kodesh, Mimatish Bayis. He learns like Mizrei Rishav, I guess, from the words Kodesh, Kodesh, from somebody who's Makdish his house. And so if you Makdish your house and you want to redeem it, you have to pay for it. Ma'la Halon, if you Makdish your house, Bedamim, the house doesn't leave Rishus of Hektesh until it's paid for. Afkam Bedamim. So it's by Steyachuza, it has to be paid for. So if the Kohanim want it, it has to be paid for. For Rabbi Shimon says, they don't pay for it. Gomer Kodesh, Kodesh, Mekivsei Atzeres. He learns a different Zeyr Shav from the word Kodesh. He says, Kodesh, Kodesh, says Kodesh here. It says Kodesh by Kivsei Atzeres, which are the two sheep that are brought on Shavuos. There it says, Ashnei Kvasim Kodesh Yul Hashem LaKohen. I must say the word Kodesh meant multiple times in the Chumash. So Ma'ala Halam B'chinam, just like over there, the Kivsei Atzeres go to the Kohen without the Kohanim making payment. Afkam B'chinam, so to here, the Steyachuza goes to the Kohanim without payment. So Rabbi Yehuda Nami Nailat Mikivsei Atzeres. So what does Rabbi Yehuda learn from Kivsei Atzeres? He says, Don Kachi Bedekabayas, Mikachi Bedekabayas, Ain't Don Kachi Bedekabayas, Mikachi Mizbeach. He wants to learn Bedekabayas from Bedekabayas and not Bedekabayas Mizbeach. The Kivsei Atzeres are Kachi Mizbeach. The house and the Steyachuza are Kachi Bedekabayas, meaning that they're going to be used, they belong to Hektesh, but it's not going on the Mizbeach. So I'm going to learn that Kedusha from each other. I'm not going to learn one Kedusha from Kedushas HaMizbeach. Rabbi Shimon Nailat Mikachi Bayas. So why does Rabbi Shimon learn after Kachi Bayas? Why does he go to Kivsei Atzeres? Donim Dover Shematan Kohanim, the Dover Shematan Kohanim, the Ain Donim Dover Shahu Matan Kohanim, the Dover Shematan Kohanim. The similarity between Kivsei Atzeres and Steyachuza, those are gifts that go to the Kohanim. It's one of the Memchas Matni Kohuna. So things that are gifts that go to the Kohen, that will compare. That will learn one from the other. But when it comes to, if I'm Makdish my house, that doesn't go to the Kohen. It goes to the temple treasury, I guess. That's not considered to be a Matnas Kohuna. So I'm not going to learn that to, I'm not going to learn the bias to Steyachuza, because the bias is not a Matas Kuhuna, and Steyachuza is a Matas Kuhuna, okay? And then it picks up Rabbi Lezer, and that's my time with Rabbi Lezer, it'll pick up tomorrow.
Okay. For some reason I remember that Steyachuza was only the first